Hi, folks. Thanks for clicking or tuning in. It's Monday, and I am here to inform or entertain. As many of us know, Kate Middleton has been diagnosed with cancer, and that's terrible. I sincerely hope she beats it, regardless of whatever type or form of cancer it may be. Cancer has touched my life several times in the past, and is currently doing so now. As I speak, cancer is killing, or trying to kill, my brother-in-law. And it unfortunately seems unlikely that even with starting chemo fairly recently, that he will survive. And I feel terrible because I am helpless. There is nothing I can do but hope. But for you, dear listener, there is at least the chance for an entirely different scenario. You see, I actually want to ask you a question. But before I ask you that question, I'm asking that you not have an automatic knee-jerk reaction filled with rage or hate. Please understand that this is my job. I ask the questions no one else can or will, with the goal being that we all may gain some insight or understanding, even and especially when it's a very delicate subject. I'm not going to be sensationalistic. I'm actually just trying to get feedback from you. So here goes. Why the hell are we supposed to care so deeply if Kate Middleton has cancer? Until I just told you, you didn't know that my brother-in-law has, at least as far as I'm concerned, terminal cancer. And the reason, of course, you didn't know that is that he is not a prince. As a matter of fact, he, like myself, is just an average, everyday schmuck, trying to get along in this world and doing the best he can to continue living, getting by the best he can. My brother-in-law, whose name is Brian, comes from what used to be called in this country the working class. And unlike many kids today, he took stock of himself very early in life while going to college and decided that higher learning just wasn't his cup of tea. He once told me that I farted around college and community college for 2 years. I wasn't doing bad in school, but the main problem was I just couldn't settle on a major. And I figured if I took all that time in school, but couldn't even make up my mind on a major, other than wasting time and money, what the hell was the point? I had no damn business being in college. How I longed for the days when the proverbial room was full of adults who had that level of introspection and intellectual honesty, which are direct byproducts of intelligence. So he got a job with a reputable chemical company as a truck driver, hauling, loading, and unloading various chemicals, which he did for almost 30 years, raising a family of three while my sister worked as an RN. As I already said, he worked that job for the same company for almost 30 years, but his health problems actually started 7 or 8 years before in 2019, and with what started happening to him concerning his health, it didn't take that long for my sister to start questioning whether there could be any correlation with the chemicals he worked with day in and day out and the company's actual safety protocols, which, according to Brian, he didn't even find out about until much later, and they were severely lacking. Gee, I don't suppose it's even possible that a big company would sacrifice worker safety by deliberately omitting costly product safety protocols in order to maximize company profit, would they? Nah. I'm sure it was just an absolute and complete coincidence that the types of cancer he has developed have been demonstrated repeatedly to develop as a consequence of exposure to the very chemicals that he worked with day in and day out for many years. Yep, just pure consequence. And I suppose it's also just complete consequence that I predict this is exactly what the company's attorneys are going to claim if or when my sister decides to take the company's ass to court. You see, the thing is, they were far from rich to begin with, and an illness like this wipes out your bank account really quick, and health insurance only goes so far. So if anyone needs help, it's them. Where the hell is Erin Brockovich when you need her? So since I shared my brother-in-law's health issues with you, perhaps if you can forgive me, if I'm not exactly crying a fountain of tears and emotionally distraught over Kate Middleton's cancer prognosis. As I said before, I absolutely hope Middleton beats her cancer. And because she is literally royalty, it is certain that she will receive the best care and treatment available. But this is absolutely not the case with Brian. Which brings me to my last thought on this I wanted to share with you. The practical negative consequences on everyday people through obsessing over royalty and celebrities. It is certain that Kate Middleton and many thousands upon thousands of other people received a prognosis of the very same kind of cancer at the same time she did. The huge difference, though, is the rest of the world also shares a common illness at the same time, absolutely being hypnotized by a cult of personality, also known as celebrity fixation. Because of this, in turn, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people, just like Brian, will not receive the same level of treatment as celebrities or royalty, such as Kate Middleton. A fact that is not lost on my sister, or anyone else living in and jumping through the hoops of the greatest nation on Earth's idiotic and greed-based healthcare system. The system of healthcare in America is broken, and as soon as you choose to stop being hypnotized by celebrity, you become aware of that. It's easy to be dismissive of someone else's misfortune until it happens to you, which oftentimes comes really too late. Unlike the great film, Erin Brockovich, the real Brockovich, isn't able to help all of us. So wake up and dry your eyes, because it also sure as hell isn't going to be Kate Middleton coming to our rescue either. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.